Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the weekly stand up. This is your weekly gathering of sorts where we talk about things in pop culture that have caught our attention, and you are with your favorite reactors and vibers. I still remember when Al said that before. Your favorite contributors to the pop culture phenomenon. It's your girl Mika. And
it's your boy
over here.
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're new to the channel, make sure to hit that subscribe button, give this video a like, comment down below on what else you want to see. But for today, we are reacting to a girl group that has caught our fancy. And I will say that I am not a girl group fan, but this one, guys, ever since that Cypher,
I think the real deal. That's one of the highlights. One of the fulfilling parts of doing this show. I mean, I also get introduced to a lot. I mean, that's how I got to know about NCT Dream. And then on the other side of things, Mika, you know, we introduced XG to Mika.
Yes. And now so she today can't we are get talking enough of, about
some of their songs.
Left, right. Yeah. It's been forever actually doing since Left Right came out, but
I mean, it's still, I think they're still just continuing to promote. I mean, they actually just released their first like reality show, like independent reality show on the Mnet's M2 channel. So I think they're still like doing all these different activities, even if the song came out a few months ago already. And we did get a lot of like good response from our reaction to the Cypher and XG Shooting Star live performance. So we thought we'd do another run of different XG content. For you guys. I don't think Mika, I'm not sure if Mika has seen like
not
most
a lot.
Of these, probably except for the Left Right music
left
video.
Left Right. Sorry guys, I love that song.
We're just going to do a count of how many times Mika says left, right in this in this video. But I thought we'd start off with where we left off last time, which was Shooting Star.
Right.
I don't think we reacted.
Left. Okay, I'll stop. Right.
We didn't get to react to this one because it literally came out, I think, on the
same
day.
The day we recorded.
The day we recorded, so... it's our favorite. It's live channel. We do band versions of different songs, and I thought this band version, especially if Mika hasn't heard it yet, I don't think should be missed. So let's give it a go, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. XG. Everything I do,
oh my god, this is
flawless.
She is so swag.
Going same, pins of money on Brian. Always looking fresh, got the green in my diet. Head to my toes, shining like an airy diamond. Bling bling, freedom cookies. Nothing to it. Going stupid, saucy. Drip dripping. We are moving, never losing.
I love her voice.
Doing all. I'm only watching me. I'm on a wannabe. Nobody touching me. I got this energy. Oops. Pretty boy, give me my all with the payoff.
Wait, so again, yeah, they're Japanese, but they sing in English, but they're promoting in Korean.
Yes.
Wow.
In our first reaction to XG, like, they represent definitely something new that's happening in the scene. And I think in particular how, like, K-pop or the whole K-pop industry, it's not just, like, a genre per se, or, like, just sort of...
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not just a local industry, but I feel like it's also almost like a medium, right? It's almost like a language to be able to communicate to an audience that doesn't even include, that isn't limited to Koreans necessarily.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Because otherwise, like, they would have just gone to maybe like Hollywood, right? Straight.
Yeah.
If they wanted to promote globally, but then you realize that maybe promoting Korea might actually be better for us.
I mean, it worked out, man.
It worked out really well, yeah.
Left, right.
we're almost there, Mika. I saved left, right for last, so we could... so we could really enjoy Mika's reaction to that. But first, I thought we'd watch one of their, because they recently started a documentary series. I think most groups do that these days.
If they have the
budget there, and they happen to do one, which I haven't watched yet, so this would be a new thing for me to see also.
Let's go.
And yeah, I thought we'd try out reacting to a documentary video.
Yeah.
Since we haven't done this before.
Okay, let's do it. XG documentary series, let's go. Extra extra.
Wait, the captions are on, right?
Yes.
That extra thing that you can't really explain, that focus and that discipline, is what's going to take them to the top, because they're not going to stop.
最も育成に関してはもう世界最強チームで最強システムだと自信を持ってます。失敗したら全部責任取るから。はい。怖がらない。はい。ただ楽しんで。はい。みんな。 族以上な絆、まあ、それも含めて X ギャラクシーはここでデビューを向けて頑張ってる人やここにかけてるスタッフやいろんな人の絆が普通じゃない。
I'm not expecting him to get, to get mad in two languages.
Yeah.
X갤럭시는 글로벌 컬 아티스트 그룹을 양성해내는 그런 새로운
He's the dude that made the remix.
5-6년간
yeah,
이제
준비하고 yeah. a lot of the remixes.
X지에 대한 뭐 발굴, 육성, 기획, 매니지먼트 그리고 제작까지 독자적으로 진행을 하고 있습니다. 저희는 항상 그 데뷔할 때 이 제작과 방송 활동에 대해서 한국에서 하고 싶다라는 그런 의지가 굉장히 강했고요. 왜냐하면 아이돌 문화 산업에 있어서 정말 세계 최고의 그런
yeah.
시스템 이게 그냥 음악적 장르라기보다는 수많은 사람들이 오랫동안 이 치열하게 노력해온 덕에 만들어진
Sorry.
하나의 문화라고 생각하거든요. 저 역시도 10년 이상 K-POP 씬에 몸담았던 사람으로서 크게 자부심을 가지고 있고요. 그런 필드에서 저희가 아티스트 그룹으로서 많은 성장과 또 많은 사람들에게 보여줄 수 있는
it's the cypher
기회라고 생각했고
filming.
Yeah.
좋은 음악과 좋은 콘텐츠로 또 좋은 퍼포먼스로 멤버들의 그런 좋은 인격과 매력 넘치는 모습으로 인정받고 사랑받고 그리고 전례 없는 아티스트 그룹으로서 커가는 그런 비전을 갖고 있습니다. 너희가 하는 게 K-POP이냐 J-POP이냐 사실 저희도 그 부분에 대해서는 정말 많이 고민을 했어요. 저희 아티스트가 전원 일본인 그룹이라는 거랑 한국에서 음악 방송 활동이나 콘텐츠를 제작을 하지만 음악의 메시지는 저희가 글로벌하게 영어로서 이런 저희의 사운드를 표현하고 yeah. 저희 레이블에 있는
Not even like an English version of the song. It's like
걸그룹
original
아티스트로서의
yeah.
새로운 방향성을 Dang. 제시하자라고 했던 비전들이 우리의 음악을 꼭 한 카테고리에 정의해야 되는 게 맞을까? 라는 고민과 그런 끝없는 생각을 좀 오래 했던 것 같아요. 새로운 도전이 처음엔 많은 사람들에게 낯설다고 느껴질 수밖에 없겠다라던가 그리고 순탄하지만은 않겠다라는 거는 항상 예상과 각오를 해왔고 그 무엇보다도 근데 그런 진정성 있는 모습과 좋은 음악 그리고 좋은 퍼포먼스로 많은 분들께 새로운 즐거움을 보여드릴 수 있다면 이거는 통할 수 있겠다 그런 우리 전원 일본인 아티스트 그룹이 한국에 이렇게 배우러 와서 도전해서 인정을 받고 싶다라는 기대와 확신을 가지고 준비해왔습니다. 책임자로서. 저도 압니다. 굉장히 여러 시선들이 있다는 것도 제일 중요한 건 어쨌든 그런 K-POP이라는 문화가 이제 앞으로 저는 K-POP이다 아니다로 정의를 하기보다는 이런 문화로 자리 잡힌 걸로부터 다채롭게 저희 같은 그런 양상을 포용하고 즐기실 수 있게 하는 것이 저희가 해야 되는 일이라고 생각했고 K-POP 씬의 또 넥스트 스텝이라고 생각을 했습니다.
저희가 앞으로 어떤 행보를 보이느냐에 따라서 저의 진정성을 아실 거라고 믿고 있고요. 아이돌 문화산업 시장을 더 크게 발전할 수 있도록 일조하는 그런 회사가 되고 싶었고 되게 의미 있는 일이지 않을까라고 저는 그렇게 생각을 해왔습니다. 엑스갤럭시를 이끌어가는 책임자이자 대표이자 프로듀서로서 그런
Dude, he looks so young.
회사의 비전, 방향성, 정체성을 좀 직접 전달하고 싶었고요.
Yeah,
수많은 땀과 열정을 다해서
skin. Dang.
데뷔 준비를 했던 저희 XG 친구들에게도
yeah, dude.
조금 더 What products is he 기대를 using? 많이
yeah,
해주셨으면
like,
좋겠습니다.
We must age as gracefully.
제가 사실 모르시는 분도 계시겠지만 아버지가 한국
분이셔서 Is that him?
대한민국에서도 오래 자라면서 성장하고 또 일본 문화나 일본에서도 지냈던 경험이 있기 때문에 이런 거는 저한테는 어떻게 보면 숙명 같은 거였고 전원 일본인 그룹으로 한국 분들에게도 좀 인정받고 싶었고 그리고 K-POP 팬분들에게도 전달이 되어서 좀 기존의 전례 없는 그런 아티스트 그룹의 행보를 좀 보여드리고 싶었어요. 되게 투지 있게, 용기 있게. 그리고 이 다큐멘터리 엑스트라 엑스트라 저희의 제작 배경, 성장 과정 그냥 고스란히 꾸밈없이 담겨져 있기 때문에 또 그거를 보면 저희의 좀 더 안의 모습이라든가 좀 더 코어적인 모습들 더 이해하시기 좋을 거라고 생각하고 그래서 일단 엑스트라 엑스트라는 이름의 유래는 신문을 통해서만 이렇게 정보를 소식을 접했던 시절에 옛날이죠. 네. 미국에서 정말 이거는 임팩트 있고 스페셜한 특보다라는 것을 길거리에서 엑스트라 엑스트라 외치면서 소식을 이렇게 전하고 배포했었는데요. 이 친구들에게 있어 글로벌 아티스트가 되기 위한 어떠한 열정, 어떠한 그런 간절한 마음, 그 데뷔까지의 과정이 얼마나 혹독하고 때로는 따뜻하고 때로는 그 안에 끈끈한 연으로 구성진 저희 안에 있는 그런 드라마를 있는 그대로 좀 빨리 보셔야 된다. 이거 한번 꼭 봐달라. 이거 보면 놀라게 되실 거다라는 좀 그런 뜻이 되게 부합하다 생각해서 그리고 또 저희 팀 이름이 Extraordinary Girls라서 Extra Extra라는 이름으로 정해지게 됐다는 점도 되게 운명 같아요. 네, 그래서 기대 많이 해주시고 저희 엑스갤럭스 엑스지는 이제 시작입니다. 그래서 너희가 말하는 엑스팝이 도대체 뭔데? 라고 하시는 분들이 한번 저희 다큐멘터리 좀 봐주셨으면 좋겠고 저희 앞으로의 활동으로 그 의문에 좋은 답변이 될 수 있도록 계속 좋은 모습을 보여드리도록 하겠습니다. 감사합니다. 사이먼이었습니다.
와우.
I mean, that should probably answer a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, that's really great. I don't think a new episode has come out yet for this extra extra. Oh. So,
wow.
When it does, you guys should definitely
extra,
check
extra.
That out. Check it out.
Yes.
Extra extra but, and, wow. and Simon's skin. Is the takeaway for
yes
this.
Yeah, but wow, so, okay, cool, yeah.
If you want us to react to other documentary series, let us know in the comments as well. So with that in mind, wow. I think I love this. We've sort of like I guess speculated at or talked about but we got like actual like confirmation.
Yes.
From the guy
from
himself.
Simon. Yes.
From Simon.
Thanks, dude. thanks. Drop the skin routine. Skincare routine. Just kidding.
Yeah, that should be the finale episode of this extra extra. Like how he gets that skin tone. We should move into the next video that I had in this remix.
Yes, so we're now So now we're moving to the next video.
Oh, it's already much awaited. That's right. So I'm excited to see Mika's reaction to this as much as you are.
Yes. Let's go.
Yeah. Huge fan of space science fiction.
Yes.
Combine that with
R&B.
Classic R&B.
Let's go. I got what you want, I got what you need. Mobbing like we don't follow anything. Oh, left, right, get it on the floor. I wanna see you left, right, get in my zone. Then we hit the slide, ready for the swing. We don't want no ops, want no drama queen. Left, right, everywhere we go. We pull up from the left, right, busting up slow. I'm a one gadget, with the ride, I'm switch lanes like this.
Left, right. And if you guys know, if you guys have been tuning into our channel for a long time now, then you know that the best way we've gotten earworms out is to, or at least the best way Mika has found to take earworms out is to is to do covers.
Wow. Right. I hope I can make it in time. Yeah. Before it dies down.
I feel like even now I still see people like uploading like dance covers and stuff like that.
Okay.
XG,
so, wait for me.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about a comeback, so I don't know when they're planning to. Or maybe the fans who are part of the fan club will know, and you can let us know in the comments when they're doing a comeback.
Yes, but, educate us.
Yeah, I think you're just like soaking in all of the
hype.
The hype, yeah, from this fast comeback. So our remix isn't finished yet. I thought that since last time we reacted to XG, we got to see the rap line really show off their skills. So I thought we'd show one of the vocal line, since the vocal line did their own individual covers as well on the XG channel. And I picked one that's like vibes-wise should fit perfectly right after listening to Left Right. I think vibes-wise this should just like carry us over.
Okay, she is my favorite vocalist, by the way. Woohoo!
Yeah, and I think you'll see what Mika means when we like listen to this particular cover.
Yeah.
After this Grammarly ad.
Let's go.
Nothing left. Right. Left, right, left, right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, as with a lot of things XG, I've listened to a lot of these more than once, but you never get old.
Yeah. Yes.
I could always, like, watch them again with a fresh, you know, just a fresh experience.
They're really
and I don't think we're done. I mean, this, like, I really like the fact that they blew up, they didn't blow up in their debut. Like, it gives that sense that it's not like a one-time thing only. Like, they already had a fan base even before Shooting Star and Left Right. Growing fan base even before Shooting Star and Left Right came out. And then this one just, you know, made it more mainstream.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I trust in Simon's skin. that the producers will come up with more bops and vibes that Mika can't get out of her ears.
Yeah. This marks the start of like girl group covers for me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think for Mika's cover discography, it's gonna, you know, it's interesting to hear Mika cover, you know, higher range.
Not stuff. Like not like her though. Cannot do.
Yes, sana all. Yeah, but in the meantime, we're gonna leave you guys with a sneak peek of who we're gonna react to in our next episode. And it's another group
victimized that, me.
Mika has also Mika has been victim to.
Yeah.
Which was also well received on our channel, so we thought we'd react to another set of performances and content and stuff from them. So leaving you guys with 50/50's
Let's go. See you in the next episode.
In the meantime, see you in the next episode. And leave a like, subscribe, comment.
Hi. 내게 올 땐 머릿속이 반짝 빛을 이루지. 맘이 언제 every day 꿈을 꾸는 걸까? 뭔가 이상해. 웃음 짓게 돼 더 솔직하게 날 말하고 감정의 outfit 드러날 때 손을 잡은 그 담담 더 높이 떠올라 cloud 너와 나 이 순간 love out to the shadow.